I'm about to trap.
I'm trying to be cool.
You say what?
Damn.
Yeah. Which one y'all want first? What video y'all want?
The ceiling challenge at the bottom. Okay. Okay. Well, with that being said, oh, y'all need a minute? We good?
Yeah. I want to watch. Oh. I ain't watching.
Bitch. Hey, hold on. We got to stop. We ain't even. Hold on. We ain't even that. We can't go in. We ain't even stop. We got to start. We got to restart this shit. Let's go.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're Funny and Black.
Yo.
We are your host, man. On Reach.
Bitch, we is back in the motherfucking building.
Big Mari.
Happy New Year. You know what I'm saying?
If you got some drink on you, take some fucking drink.
Cheers.
If you got some little medication, take some medication. You know what I'm saying? Put you in the upper room.
To meditation.
Listen, anything past that line, nobody condemns. You feel what I'm saying? Leave that other shit alone. You feel what I'm saying?
Leave that shit go the way it's at. It won't, no.
Pipes.
No, you don't fuck with that.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with that. Hey, it's a good day in the neighborhood.
Hey, man.
Proud to be alive. Woke up this morning.
What? Seen another day.
Another 24.
You feel me? Gotta get it how you live.
And damn it, let's get it. Fuck it, let's do it.
Let's do it. Fuck it.
If you sitting at home thinking like, damn, I want to do it, fuck it, do it.
Yeah.
What you waiting on?
Facts.
Who gonna tell you can't do that shit? Fuck them.
Exactly.
Okay,
let's get into it.
Fuck it, let's get into it. I'm not gonna lie. Have y'all been seeing the ceiling challenges? Like,
I love.
Yeah, I'm about to drop mine. Y'all be on the lookout.
Wow. Hey, you got his support. Hey, I'm gonna support you from a distance.
I don't care. They gonna have to see this heavy thing in motion, baby. I'm about to shock the motherfucker. Y'all gonna be like the biggest. Told y'all.
Oh, the name wasn't just for play.
It's not for play. Yeah. Like, this is real life, real time.
Mm. Oh my God.
Send the challenge on the way.
Nigga might break the internet.
Y'all ever seen that? Y'all seen that video way back in the day?
What? You gotta piss me off.
Get out, come on. You got it, come on. Don't let her stop.
I'm gonna let her live.
Okay.
I'm gonna let her live because as a brother, you know, I try not to hate.
You gotta protect the black women.
You know, but.
Yeah.
Speaking of protect black women.
And as soon as show the video of the woman falling.
Speaking of the ceiling challenge. You know, it's been some good little ceiling challenges.
And it's been some bad ones. But it have been some good
Let's
ones.
Let's talk about this one right here. Let's talk about it. Let's see what's going on.
Let's talk about it.
This shit ain't even playing. What's going on? Ain't no sound in that motherfucker.
It's not playing?
It's playing right now. There's no sound out. Ain't no sound on? Mm. Oh, okay.
Damn, they played
the one. Oh, I seen that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know that shit hurt.
Hey, shot. What's up?
So how y'all feel about that?
So when you do your ceiling challenge,
that's
right?
How I break the internet right there. That fuck around be me right
when
now.
When you do your ceiling challenge,
right,
and I knock you down.
Wow! And
such
I knock
a
you
hater.
Down. Damn.
What you mean?
That's you thought you had a friend.
Hater.
What you mean? What you mean?
That's such a fucking
hater. What I do? What I do?
That's why it's gonna be done in the privacy of my own home, and
Is your home not our home?
I'm a slang that self.
Is your home not our home?
You said, what did she say? Hey, that motherfucker gonna drop that bitch out the blue like a pregnancy post.
Y'all gonna be like,
you be like, whoa, where did that come from?
Exactly.
A pregnancy post was valid though.
Was done in the dark always come to the light.
Cause one thing they gonna do, they gonna drop their pregnancy post out the blue.
Hey, the nigga be mad like, no, it should have been me. Like, nigga, get a grip.
No,
get a grip. Nigga. Get a grip. You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing the family.
Fuck. You're embarrassing yourself in this family.
I blame the parents.
Yo, I always come. You're embarrassing yourself in this family.
What?
And this family.
What happened?
And this family. And this family.
Well, damn, I don't know who that was for. I'm just going to let that flow in the air.
I feel as though.
How you feel?
Be on the lookout for the ceiling challenge.
Nah, the funny thing was, I wish it was sound in there, because after she fell, the grandma came in the face, like, you okay? She was like, get out of my face. I just, like, what, you all right? What you mean it was all right? Am I all right? I'd have been the same shit, because, bitch, you see me just fall from the ceiling.
But right. You remember when them motherfuckers was doing them crate challenges, bro? And them motherfuckers was falling and busting their ass. That's all that motherfucking is.
Literally.
Niggas was going to the hospital over that shit, though. Like,
they was getting
real. Because they could do it. Up, no, it just.
Like, don't do that.
It's like the last two brain cells motherfuckers be having left. They
that'd
just
be
like,
them intrusive thoughts, honey.
I'm gonna let it go. Yeah, that'd like
intrusive thoughts. I was never brave enough. I don't know how they.
I was supposed to do it. I'm glad I didn't do it. I would have been a goddamn fool.
You would have been a goner.
You gotta read the room sometimes. A lot of people wouldn't read the room.
You gotta read the room. Look at me. And I would have went home hurt. And you know my mom would have told me, that's what your ass get.
That's mm-hmm. what you get.
Cause it is.
Dumb questions get dumb answers. Oh, I wonder if I can. No, stop it. Don't do that. Exactly. Just, you're scaring the people. You're scaring them. Stop. I'm glad you didn't do that, because
sometimes it be the blind leading the blind. Mm-hmm. And that day, I wasn't.
Not sometimes.
You
every
be
time.
A I was fucking blind.
Yeah.
I remember that debate. I'm like, nigga.
But I didn't do it.
Don't do no motherfucker. Are you serious?
I didn't do it, though.
Because at the end of the day, what you said, pride. It be pride. Like,
it do, bro.
Nigga, you're not going to tell me what I can't do as a man. Bro. You feel what I'm saying? And then that's where it go to ego. Now you done sparked my interest. Like, I really got a lot of myself now to believe that I can do it.
That delusion.
But me, I know.
You say, like, that's that what?
That delusion.
Take one or no one, ain't it? Damn.
Oh, he ate you up.
He did.
Y'all know that video where she was like, if it's on a level of my importance, then I'll handle it. But right now, that shit don't matter.
What video are you talking about, bro?
You ain't seen that video?
But damn, speaking of videos, let's talk about this Coco Jones situation.
This is Ari Lennox.
I mean, not. I'm just thinking about it. She on my mind.
Yeah.
She on my mind.
Who are your mind?
Coco.
Because we hope she win.
She's so fine, bro.
You gotta go back. I ain't even hit it.
Tap in.
Okay.
Tap in.
Woo!
That's how you go in.
Get him up out of here. Get him the fuck out of here.
That's
fuck
how you handle business.
Oh, God.
In her heels.
That's how you
in
her heels.
Fine as hell.
Yeah. That's how you handle gorgeous. Business. Y'all, I went to see Rod Wave and seen her there. Lord have mercy.
That's how you handle business.
What he said? Last night I was so high almost.
Okay, Rod.
Out the window. Like, yeah. So why? Because why in your right mind you thought that was okay?
But see, people do that shit. People go. I ain't never understood that though. Why are you going to pay your money to go to a performance
and do some bullshit,
just to
disrespect and fuck up the whole concert.
Intrusive thoughts.
Now you just got your ass dealt with. Now you embarrassed.
You are the laugh. You thinking this shit gonna be funny? No, that shit ain't funny, nigga.
Yourself.
You embarrassed.
It's not
you,
funny.
It's not.
Don't you hate? Give me that fucking plate, nigga.
And well, I take know your they ass home. To the cuss like that.
And now you're banned. You're never gonna be able to go. You feel what I'm saying?
I know they expect her to walk up and get going spazzing out like
I would told her, bring her ass up here on the stage.
Let's go.
Threw her ass out that motherfucker.
Let me teach you. Let me teach you, mama.
If she hit her with a mean, I'd be like, damn. You just got nothing.
So you in the music industry.
Okay.
Up and coming. You know?
Up and coming on the way.
So let's say, you know, you get to perform on stage. Somebody throwing some shit at you.
And the next thing,
you're gonna react.
Hey, what,
you gonna jump in the crowd? You gonna jump in the crowd?
Oh Lord, watch out! Hey, oh, look. You feel me? Like a reflex,
boy.
And that's a lead right there. That's a lineman lead right there.
You know your knee back.
Hey, that's the wrong knee, bro. Stop playing with me, bro. You feel what I'm saying? My shit healed. Hey, you feel what I'm saying? My shit healed.
Stop.
Amen.
You got a bad knee, but
if you gonna talk about the knee, make sure it's the right one, man. Come on,
what
man.
What are you talking about?
Damn.
But that's some real shit. How are you supposed to react to a situation like that, though, bro?
I don't like they you in the space where too. You feel what I'm saying. Then you in my space where I'm trying to work,
yeah.
And you endangering me.
Mm-hmm.
Self defense.
Not
finna whoop your ass for free ski. You feel what I'm saying, with no consequences. Because why you did that? Am I gonna raise you right?
So you feel like. you should just get on their ass verbally, or you feel like it should be like,
it depends on what the situation is. Like,
I feel as though if you get hit.
Hit, yeah. Like, if you miss, if I dodge it, get them the fuck out of here. You lucky that shit missed. But if it hit,
you gotta hit back. Lick for lick.
Mama, there goes that man.
Lick for lick.
Cause why? Why?
You defend yourself, huh? So you always defend yourself.
You got to. You gotta put you first. At the end of the day. And I don't want motherfuckers and to think that shit okay. Cause you did it.
Trying to find out.
You gonna be the example for the next niggas that was thinking to do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause I'm a nice guy. You know what I'm saying? He's cool. You feel what I'm saying? Nigga, don't play with me. I just be bobbing.
Exactly.
Because you can put out a certain energy out into the life, you feel what I'm saying? And other people will come and bring that negativity, thinking that shit gonna latch on. Nah, you trying to take me out my element, what you can't do. Because your life ain't where it's supposed to be. Nigga, you trying to fuck me? What? Mm-mm. I just can't handle that as a person. Like, cause you playing with me as a person at that point. I'm not no zoo animal, bitch.
Tell them put some respect.
On my name, like, you don't throw no damn bananas at the monkeys at the zoo. Fact. The fuck? I'm not in no fucking zoo, nigga. Right. You paid to be here. But yeah,
that just goes to show you though how people be disrespecting though.
Yeah,
they disrespect you.
They ain't got no decorum.
You gotta stand on being there.
Facts. And so speaking, let's switch gears, right? People are mad. You know, they always like to tussle every now and then.
It's a debacle.
Okay.
Yeah, the fuck is you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So Cassinet does a 7-day stream in jail.
Right. Mm.
And, you know, it's no fighting, but he streamed 24 hours. He was in there for the whole week. He had different celebrities come in and stuff like that. It was pretty interesting. I'm not going to lie. It was funny. It was, some of the shit was funny. Some of it was, like, a little weird. But he had a vision for it. He did it.
He did that
like shit. Like it or not. But I feel like you can't really be in an uproar about it because he really the only person, like, he's one of them only people that could do a lane like that. Meaning, like, if Mr. Beast was to do something like that, he would be called race and stuff like that. But that's the kind of thing, if you're a content creator, you have to lean into that borderline of, oh, I'm finna shake. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, you could be mad at it, but at the end of the day, you're building it up and doing exactly what he needs. You feel what I'm saying?
People only had something to say something about it was the motherfuckers that done been to jail before.
Yeah.
That's y'all fault y'all went to fucking jail. They ain't got shit to do with Kato. At the end of the day, they ain't got shit to do with Kato.
Facts. And the people trying to act woke.
You feel me?
Yeah. Hey,
bro, this nigga is here to entertain, and he here for the viewers at the end of the day.
Right.
He don't give a damn about it. He just trying to get something people. So, damn, what the fuck going on? Yeah. He just trying to get the people something to watch, something to tap into.
Right. And the thing is, just like OG Carlos Miller, great comedian in what you do. But you look like the pot calling the kettle black when you talking about it's lame, but you was in a skit doing with Desi in jail. I mean, it's his was longer. It's different things, but you can't really throw the stone and hide it at the same time. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like,
the skit made jail look fun too.
You feel what I'm saying? Like that, you did the exact same thing that he's doing in a different light, but
just
it's
a skit. Exactly. He's a streamer.
He's a streamer. This is what he do.
Exactly.
So it's like you doing what you doing. He doing what he doing.
That's the only difference.
Exactly. So it's like, bro, everybody want to be mad. What y'all want to be mad for? Y'all never want to be happy. Like, I want to wake up and pray. I want to wake up, listen to a good vibe. You feel what I'm saying? Catch a vibe. Y'all just want to be
either way it goes, he got that bag.
You feel me? And then artists, y'all was tapped in with every celebrity I want to see. Drewski, Chris Sean.
He bought the people.
What y'all want to see.
Yeah, he bought the people.
You feel what I'm saying?
Niggas just
and we not gonna act like Kai don't give out good content. Like they
You
just,
feel me?
You know, people be trying to pinpoint shit to try. They be trying to find the negative in the positive.
Exactly. Right. Instead of just appreciating what he put out. You feel what I'm saying? Like people never can just be happy for what someone's doing for themselves, their family, and their life. They always want to pick. Like, oh, there's got to be something wrong with this guy. There's no way he's this, that, and third. At the end of the day, bro, he human. He living his dream. Go chase your dream.
Yeah, maybe if they go chase their dream, they won't be
you. Wish that was you, huh? You wish that was you, huh? Just do it. It can be you if you apply yourself.
So with all that, with all you saw, it ain't no, it ain't like it's proof is in the pudding. Like he be going through like a lot of criticism and shit. Yeah. So how you feel like that man like just be, not even him. How you feel like niggas just like do so good at holding shit in, like when it come to shit on their level, yeah. Like knowing what to respond to and knowing I think, not what to give into.
I'm not gonna lie, I think it does to a point going to how someone is raised in a certain aspect to right. handle, to know what's real to care about and what's not to care about. You feel what I'm saying? Because even though he got all this hate from all these people, at the end of the day, he know them is not the people that love him, because if the people that loved him, they wouldn't, you feel what I'm saying, do shit like that. So it's like, from my perspective speaking, that's where I think it's from.
Feed.
You feel what I'm saying? Because sometimes some people, they hold it in and they hold the shit in and it be unhealthy ways of dealing with the shit. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if you know who yourself, it's usually people that are securing themselves that can handle shit well. If you notice that, like, they know, they securing who they are as a person to know that the shit that they saying, that shit don't really make me who I am. Just because 300 niggas said I'm fat, bitch, look at your mama. You feel what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I'm okay. You feel what I'm saying? You not securing yourself. I'm securing who I am. You feel what I'm saying? And it be the insecure people that be trying to
project.
They be trying to project onto other people they hurt feelings and shit they ain't hear from. Yeah. That's on you, baby.
That's how. Well, because that's how them niggas do. I know how a nigga do.
Yeah. With that being, with that being said, to all, hey, Kyle, keep doing your motherfucking shit.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, motherfuckers gonna hate, haters gonna hate. So,
that's life.
To all them boss ass niggas, to all them boss ass women, keep doing your shit. Keep standing on your grind.
Stand on business.
You feel me? Keep tapping into this shit. You feel me? It's elevating, crazy, moving. A lot of shit going on.
Oh my God.
Be here now.
Stay tuned.
Hey, make sure y'all locked in.
Tap in.
Too much fire. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Notification bell. Make sure that's turned on so y'all see every video. And not just our video. Knowing Stage of the TV is a platform, not just a channel. It's a family. Facts. So y'all better lock in. Because once you in there, you can't get out. Niggas death row. What are you talking about? So welcome to the family.
It's an NBA contract, bitch. You could be cut the next day. The same day. Hey. But peace.
He said what he said. What are you talking
about? Yeah.
Good job. All right. 2 minutes, doing pitches. We're doing pitches.